Investors worldwide are trying to gauge whether the worst of the financial storm has passed. Today, Asian stocks managed to hold firm after Monday's rally on Wall Street. In Europe, stocks fell in early trading. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
Last week, the head of the European Central Bank said things were getting back to normal after four massive cash infusions by the bank to help loosen up tight credit markets. But Marco Annunziata, chief economist at UniCredit in London, says that optimism was premature.
It is very unnerving. We are still in a situation where European banks are very reluctant to extend credit to each other and to extend credit to other financial institutions. So here in Europe, we are still far away from a complete normalization of the situation. It's very unnerving.
So far, two German banks have been bailed out to cover credit shortages. There are reports that Deutsche Bank took advantage of a line of credit directly from the U.S. Federal Reserve. But in response to the credit crunch, the European Central Bank made more short-term loans immediately available to banks than the Fed did. UniCredit's Annunziata says that reflects differences in the banking systems.
The European banking system is less concentrated. We have more banks, and we have more banks which tend to be of smaller size and therefore less diversified and therefore more vulnerable to these losses on the subprime than the bigger institutions in the U.S., for example.
The looming question is whether this credit crisis will slow economic growth in Europe. Analysts say it's too early to tell. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.